Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining us right now on the WaitForward.com hotline, Doug McIntyre, Fox Sports. He covers soccer, does a great job. He's one of the first guys to really report about all this kind of behind-the-scenes stuff that was going on with Atlanta United and Gabriel Heinze. And we appreciate you jumping in and joining us. First of all, what did you know? I know you reported a bunch of this stuff, but was this known around the league, the treatment of players and the stuff that was going on behind the scenes with Gabriel Heinze?
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. The short answer is, yeah. I mean, the sports world, the soccer world, certainly the MLS world is small and people talk, and there were rumblings pretty early on that things were not going well in Atlanta. And certainly, you know, we saw the results on the field, but, you know, even with that said, I don't think the full scope of what was going on really became apparent. Until Heinze left and a few folks were willing, you know, to share some of the details of the things that had gone on, you know, albeit anonymously, but, you know, pretty shocking stuff, to say the least, guys.
Yeah. I mean, it sounded like, Bear Bryant with the Junction Boys meets Bobby Knight. And, you know, it's funny because over the last 18 months to 2 years, we had issues with some of our Latin players with Frank DeBoer. There's always, I guess it's common, right, to have some bellyache in the locker room, but this was at a whole other level.
Yeah. I mean, no question about it. I mean, when you're talking about, you know, the level of micromanagement here, you're talking about professional athletes and, you know, I mean, There are medical issues to consider here when you're talking about, you know, limiting the amount of water players can drink, you know, during training sessions. I mean, that's flat out dangerous, and I'm not surprised that the club's doctors stepped in that to me is the most egregious thing. But certainly a lot of things, you know, other things that go well beyond, you know, the normal stuff you happen to see, even with sort of, you know, hard ass coaches that, you know, that have that old school my way or the highway thinking, which right. Guys, I think is going out. I mean, I think you see the modern day athletes don't respond to that as well as, you know, as you know, athletes did back in the day where they sort of shut their mouth and did what the coaches said. So, you know, to see it happening in Major League Soccer in 2021, to me is it's shocking.
Doug, why do you think we've gotten this managerial hire wrong twice now? Frank DeBoer, now Gabby, 13 matches in. Everybody's kind of scratching their head. Why do you think that's happened? I mean, is this a function of the front office just getting it wrong, even though they're doing this extensive search to try to go find the right guy?
It's funny. I mean, in a way, I think the club is a victim of its own success and a victim of its own ambition. I mean, from the start, the sort of coaches that this club has gone after, starting, of course, with Tata Martino, you know, a guy that had coached Lionel Messi at Barcelona and with the Argentinian national team. And, you know, given the success that Tata had and the credibility he gave the club immediately, you know, when he left, I think it was important to get another big name. And Frank DeBoer was that. I mean, you can argue that, given the failures that DeBoer had at his previous two stops before coming to Atlanta, Inter Milan, and Crystal Palace in England, where things did not go well and he was fired, you know, he did not last long, you know, that should have, you know, set off alarm bells. But, you know, he was a big name, and you know, after he leaves Atlanta, he goes and takes over the Dutch national team, one of the most important national teams in the world. So, you know, it didn't work out, and again, you know, Atlanta swings for the fences, and it seemed like, you know, getting Heinze was a return to the club's roots. It's another Argentinian coach like Martino,
right.
A guy that has a name and, you know, a pedigree. He played at Manchester United and Real Madrid, And by all accounts, was an up-and-coming young coach in South America, which, you know, we know is where a large percentage of Atlanta's players are from. So on the surface, it seemed like it made sense. But when you, you know, when you look at things a little bit more deeply, there were a lot of differences between Heinze and Martino. And I think the biggest thing from the sources that I spoke to were that, you know, I mean, there were some issues with Martino as well. He wasn't an easy guy to work with, but he showed a willingness to adapt to a new environment, a new league, at least enough to get, you know, to get the team winning and to get everyone on the same page. And look, I think that Atlanta and the front office, you know, as good a job as they did in those early years building things, they got lucky in a way. They got lucky with the players they got and how everything fit together. And, you know, the success that, you know, that team with Martino and certainly Miguel Almiron and the way he played, you know, this exciting, you know, balls to the wall kind of style,
right.
You know, they were enthralling and it's hard to recapture that. And, you know, Heinze was a different character, and he was not flat out was not willing to adapt by his own admission. So, you know, I'm not surprised really to see him go, even though it's still shocking. And, you know, the club's trying to make it right now.
It is Doug McIntyre, guys, from Fox Sports Soccer. You can follow him on Twitter, by Doug McIntyre. You want to get breaking news on MLS, more on the Braves, more on SEC Media Days and the Dogs coming up. But we're focused on a big story here in town. Heinze gets fired. We're going to have Darren Eales on, the team president. He joins us each week, Doug. I mean, and you kind of said he had a rep. It was a small sample size coaching down in Buenos Aires at Vélez Sarsfield. But how did they not know this was his style, I guess, is the question all the United fans are asking.
Look, it's a failure of leadership. And I, you know, I think that Darren Eales has, you know, his record in MLS speaks for himself. He's won an MLS Cup. Carlos Bocanegra's won an MLS Cup as an executive. They're the same guys that hired Tata Martino and, you know, put together, you know, arguably the most successful expansion club in North American pro sports history. I mean, you know, but they missed the mark here. They whether it was a failure of, you know, due diligence, or they didn't speak to the right people, or they didn't ask the right questions, or they just didn't know that you know, the extent of some of Heinze's practices until he arrived. And you know, I can't imagine they would have thought that, you know, a new coach would so quickly alienate basically all the existing staff in the club. I mean, you know, the idea that you come in and you don't try to form relationships with your coworkers is a recipe for disaster in any industry, you know, no matter what. So should they have seen it coming? Yeah, I think that it's fair to say that, yeah, they, you know, you would think that when you're making a hire and you know, committing seven figures to a new coach, that you can't afford to miss anything. You have to talk to every last person and get, you know, and be sure what you're getting. And unfortunately, that, you know, it seemed that was not the case here for whatever reason.
Doug, we've been the gold standard around MLS. Attendance, we're killing it. We've won a championship. We're in the mix. You know, this is a brand that's known not just in this country, but also worldwide now. How is this viewed around MLS as we continue to go through these troubles here over the last few years, trying to find the right manager to get us right on the right track? How is this viewed in the league and I think abroad?
Yeah, it's. I mean, look, abroad, there's this sort of stuff happens all the time. The drama, you know, that goes on inside big clubs around MLS. I think a lot of clubs are probably enjoying it quite a bit because Atlanta set such a high bar when they came in. And again, I mean, every move they made the first couple of years, just they hit it out the park. And I think, you know, it put a lot of pressure on a lot of other teams, certainly, you know, new expansion teams, but also existing teams that, you know, had been around for 20 years and never come close to the level of success that we saw out of the gates in Atlanta. But, I mean, look, this is still, it's a big club. It's an important club. I think the scrutiny is great for MLS, both from here and overseas. This story has been picked up in a big way in South America. And, you know, that's what you want as a club. I mean, if you have a big club and big ambitions, you know, you're going to create big news when things go sideways. And, you know, this is still a team that has a lot going for it. This league is forgiving to teams that, you know, that have a bad season or two. You can rebound quicker, I think, than in other soccer leagues. The salary cap in MLS helps that. some of the player acquisition rules. And I have no doubt that Atlanta United is going to be able to get back, not maybe to the heights that they reached in 2018 when they won MLS Cup right away, but I think before long, it'll be a team that's back heading in the right direction once again.
It is Fox Sports' Doug McIntyre talking about Atlanta United and the whole Heinze soap opera. We got a guy who has experience. Rob Valentino is going to be the interim. Real quick, Doug, would it be crazy? Because we mentioned we've gone for the big splash with the coaches. Maybe just find an assistant from an existing really good MLS team for our next head coach. Is that a bad idea?
That's what I think. Or maybe, you know, I think, you know, I understand that Atlanta's, you know, they have begun the search for their permanent head coach already, and we'll see where they go. I mean, they've gone outside of North America three times now. I think that, you know, again, given the ambition of this club, I think that's probably the way they go again. And but they should be wary after what's happened with their last two coaches. I mean, Tata Martino was the exception to the rule. He's the only foreign-born coach to win an MLS Cup. And certainly when you look at the track record of foreign-born coaches over the year in MLS, it's not great. So absolutely they should consider all their options, including an American coach. And Rob Valentino now is going to get an opportunity, you know, however many games it is, I'm not sure. But he's going to get a few anyway. And if he, you know, if he can start winning, if he can start putting together results with the same roster that, you know, that he inherited from Heinze, then he's going to put himself in the conversation, you would think, to be considered for the role full time, and that's the way it should be. But you know, I would be very cautious. I mean, Darren Eales is a smart guy, and so is Carlos Bocanegra, and I'm sure they're gonna look both overseas and domestically. But if I were them, I would be considering a domestic based coach for the first time in club history.
Doug, great job. Follow him, guys. Follow his stuff. He also covers the men's national team, and he's in the know. Doug McIntyre, Fox Sports Soccer. We appreciate you stopping by the show today.
Thanks for having me, guys. It was a pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.